Okay.
Alrighty.
For the 9 days.
You don't like a single thousand.
It looks like tonight's the last, the Thursday night shiur before Pesach. Next week is Nikas Chametz. So, and then the following week is the Yontif, so we'll have 2 weeks off. We'll Zoom after Yontif. So I want to talk this evening about the Seder, really to go over things I think we know, but maybe think about it a little bit a different way. I entitled the Shia, the Seder as an orderly expression and appreciation of freedom. And our beginning point is the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuch Ches Mabeis, which has to do with the Arba Kosef. I'm not really speaking so much about the Arba Kosef per se, but that's our starting point. The Gemara says, an interesting statement. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kuv Chesna Beit Mitzvachim, the first source. Arba Kosas Halalu, Tzorach Sheyeh Bohen, Kedei Mizigas Kos Yofen. Right, these Arba Kosas, you have to pour a nice cup and so on. It has to do with the mixture of wine and water and so on, which we today don't really deal with much because we buy the wine already ready-made. But anyway, the Gemara says, Shason Chai, if you drank it chai, like raw, so to speak, just plain, the grape product, undiluted, without water, okay, then yotzah. As Rashi says, Rashbam, shon chai shalom mozgim v'mayim. Fine. You can look in the Rashi and the Rashbam, our sources 2 and 3, I don't need to read over every line there. But shon chai shalom mozgim v'mayim, right? Shason v'vas achas. Let's say I drank all 4 cups at once. Instead of spreading it out during the 4 different points of the Seder, we drink the Arba Kosas at 4 different points of the Seder. First one is Kiddush, the second one at the end of Magid, the third one after benching, and the fourth one by Hallel. But let's say a person drank them one right after the other. Okay, Shason Ras Achas. So, right. The Rashbam in Source 3 has an interpretation where he poured them all 4 cups into one big cup and drank it like that. That's what he says, B'vas Achas, Ira Arbatan B'soch Kos Echad. That's how the Rashbam says in the name of Rashi. Rashi says that also B'vas Achas. The Rashbam himself disagrees. He says, no, it doesn't mean that he drank it all in one big cup, because that's only counts as one. It doesn't matter the size of the cup, right? He means he drank one right after. Let's say a guy doesn't like wine. I personally don't like wine so much. So I figure, you know what, I'll do it. After Kiddush, I'll drink the 4 cups. I don't worry about it the rest of the night. So that says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, son, B'vas Achas Yotza. Okay, then Hishka behemah bottom of Eso Yotzah Son Chai Yotzah Amar Rava. Rava makes a distinction. He says Yidei Yayin Yotzah Yidei Cheres Lo Yotzah. Rava makes a distinction. Yidei Yayin. Okay, he drank 4 cups of wine. Yidei Yayin Yotzah, because after all, he drank all 4 cups, right? But Yidei Cheres Lo Yotzah. It's a strange expression. What do you mean Yidei Cheres? There's some sort of obligation apparently, and we call it Pesach Zman Cheres Seino. So apparently there's some mitzvah, Yidei Cheres, to express freedom. Okay? So Arba Kosas, well, it's wrapped in one, but yeah, apparently there are different aspects to it, yeah. So each kos is associated, so certainly Chatz Cheres, that's what Rashi says, Yidei Cheres, look at the last Rashi in 2. Koma ain't do mitzvah shlema. That's not the full way of doing the mitzvah. Okay, that's how the Rashbam also writes, right? Yidei Cheres, that's a koma. And so on, and he's talking about the Yayin Mozug issue. Yidei Yayin can refer to Simchas Yontif. I really don't want to emphasize the point, you know, all that much, just to take a look in terms of the different types of situations that Gemara is talking about. Just the term, Yidei Cheres, is tipping us off to something. How exactly that works out with what you did with the wine, so again, that's not a sheer Arba Kosas. But there is apparently some sort of idea that the Arba Kosas have to demonstrate Cheres. And if you drink it in such a way that doesn't demonstrate Cheres, you can be yotzei the mitzvah, at least partially, but not completely. Okay? The Ran on the Rif in Chav Gimel, source 4, Chav Gimel with Aleph in the pages of the Rif. Again, the Rif says, if you drank it son chai, he says, you yotzei the Arba Kosas, but not yotzei the Cheres. Okay? And if you drank it all at once, it's the reverse. You yotzei the Cheres, not Arba Kosas. Again, how you balance them? That's what the Rif says. And the Ran explains. Yidei Cheres lo yotzei, he also says, on the second round there, he says, Kol mo shelo kiyem mitzvah v'namuvchar. It's not the best way to do it. Okay, but, umiyu eino tzorach l'achzol Arba Kosas. But, you're not yotzei Cheres if you drank it undiluted, but you don't have to drink it over again. Right? You yotzei. But again, what we see from all of this is that there is this concept of Yidei Cheres in verse number 5 in the Piskei Rid, Yishai Detrani, and there in Pesachim Kuv Ches Mabeis, He writes Afenavu Sanes again. The Divamaskel is on that subject, but he also has at the end. He says Amar Rabbi de Yain Yotze Cheres Vatzah Shehu Shosa Kederach Pnei Chorin Ela Kederach Shichres. You drank them all down at once, or you drank it undiluted, whichever way you balance it. It's drinking like a drunkard. Like a, it's not dignified. It's not Yidei Cheres. So from all of this, Cheres is freedom. But our whole idea, the Arbokosis, is to demonstrate, you know, to drink in a dignified fashion, like a free person, a wealthy person. You sip a drink, you know, and not guzzling it down, or drinking undiluted wine, or gobbling it down in one shot, and so on. Again, Pesach is called Zman Cheres. Seinu, evidently, there is an inyan to drink four cups of wine, Derech Cheres. In fact, the Gemara says, on Kuf Tesna Beis, this is verse number six, the Gemara says, Ravina Omar, and Ravina has an expression, Arba kase takina rabbana derech cheres. We usually assume, not incorrectly, we usually assume that the reason you have arba kosas altogether, that's a Rashi and a Rashbam and a Mishnah, in Pesachim Tzadik Tesachim, why do we have arba kosas? Not in the Torah. Torah never says drink four. It's clearly a din de rabbanan to drink arba kosas on Pesach. Why? So we usually say, because the Gemara says, it's actually not in the Babli at all, it's in the Yerushalmi. But both the Rashi and the Rashbam, in Pesachim, Tzadik Tesachim, it's not on the sheet, but they both quote a Yerushalmi that said it's Keneged the four Lashonos HaGa'ula. Right? Rotseis, that's what we learn with little kids, and not incorrectly. It's Yerushalmi, Rotseis, Yivitzalti, Vizalti, Vilakachti. There are four expressions that we find in the Torah symbolizing Ga'ula, so that's why we have four cups of wine. And again, there's also the notion of simcha in Yom Tov. We have simcha with wine, not only on Pesach, but other Yom Tov as well. But both in Source 6, Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tesan Beis, and the Gemara later in Pesachim Kuf Yitzan Beis, Source 7, Arba Kasi Takin Rabbanan Derech Cheres. There's another aspect of the Arba Kosas, aside from, like you said, drinking at four specific points of the Seder, aside from corresponding to the Arba Lashonos HaGa'ula and other Yerushalmi, as other Ramazim in the Torah and so on, by the dream of the wine bearer, you know, the butler and the baker had the dream that Yosef interpreted. It says the word kos four times, and that was what started the process, because that's what got Yosef elevated into the position of viceroy of Egypt, and through that, his family came down. That was the beginning of, you know, Shivan Mitzrayim, and ultimately the Shivan Mitzrayim story. But in any event, you see from this Gemara, there's this notion of Derech Cheres. Apparently, So again, if you look at the Mefarshim, it's not as good, different opinions in the Mefarshim what Yidei Yayin means. Okay, some say Yidei Yayin means just the Arba Kosos, the fact that we have to drink four cups of wine. So you drank four cups of wine, Yidei Yayin, right, the mitzvah of having four cups of wine. A mitzvah, but it's not done in the full way if you don't have the... Well, yes, because in a certain sense, if we think about it, you know, of the Arba Kosos, to address your question, of the Arba Kosos, two of them are not unique to Pesach. Kiddush, we always have wine. Benching, I mean, we don't always bench a cup of wine, but very frequently, I mean, many times there's a minion or you have a mezuzah in your brain. Really, a person can bench a cup of wine by himself, too. It's not standard practice. But so the truth of the matter is, there is an inyan to have wine in association with certain activity. Aside from Kiddush and benching, which is in the Haggadah, so by a chasana we have wine, by a bris. So other occasions we have wine, so therefore you're dayayin. Right? So that's one aspect. There's a long bris Gerav about this in his on the Mama. But anyway, but I really want to focus on the idea of Derech Cheres. Apparently, there is also an inyan at the Seder to express Cheres. The wine is one of the ways we do that is through the wine. Now, the truth is, we know the famous Pasuk in Source number 8, Parshas Bo, Shmos, Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Ches, right? It's sort of the banner Pasuk, if you will, of the whole Haggadah. We got it till Avincha Be'om, Elemor, Barvorzeh, Asor, Hashem, Li, B'tesim, Mitzrayim. The emphasis is on the word Li. Barvorzeh, Asor, Hashem, Li. Now, we quote this Pasuk in association with the Ben Rasha, and we say that it's Li and not him, but leaving that out. Barvorzeh, Asor, Hashem, Li, that's what you have to tell your son, Asor, Hashem, Li. And on that basis, therefore, there is a statement in the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah starts on Kuf Tezayin and Aleph goes over to Amud Beis. This part's Amud Beis in Source 9, and it's also in the Haggadah. B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liris es atzmo kilu hu yatsa Mitzrayim. You have to view yourself like you personally came out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar, we got to tell Avin Chabamon Hashem li b'tzeisin Mitzrayim. One of the mitzvahs on Pesach night, and that ostensibly is what the cheres is all about. You're supposed to demonstrate cheres because you're supposed to view yourself as though you personally came out of Mitzrayim. There's no parallel din. Let's say, I don't know, on Sukkot, you're supposed to remember that Hashem protected us in Sukkot, whether it means literal Sukkot, I don't know, covered, whatever it means, but there's no mitzvah on Sukkot to view yourself as you just came out of Mitzrayim now. Or let's say on Hanukkah, there's no mitzvah to view yourself as you personally experienced, you know, here on Pesach night, it's a unique situation. In the Haggadah of the Ritva, okay, that we have the Haggadah of the Pesach with the Ritva, I want to be shown him, on that passage where it says, Behold over the Chayav Adam, it says, Klomar, you're supposed to view yourself as you came out and became free. And that is a mitzvah that every single person is supposed to think about. Look at the end of that source, 10. He says, Michlal d'ashinan li al kol echad ve'echad. Every person has to view himself all over a field. That's what you're supposed to think about. Okay? In the Kolbo as well, in Siman Nun Aleph, the Chol Dor V'Dor. Okay, source 11. I perish acher shamar kosev b'tzeisi. That's a kinoi. Like you're speaking, because you said hayochal on b'tzeis avoseinu Mitzrayim. You could have said in relating the story, this is what Hashem did b'tzeis avoseinu Mitzrayim when our ancestors came out of Egypt. That would have made perfect sense, right? We could say we're doing all these mitzvahs because this is what happened b'tzeis avoseinu Mitzrayim, right? That's what the Kolbo says. It could have said, right? End of the first one in source 11, right? B'tzeis avoseinu. We don't say that. We say b'tzeisi, okay? And therefore, we emphasize that point. And the truth is, there's another source in Parshas Veschanan, in Dvarim Perek Vav, Sukkim Chav to Chav Gimel, source 12. Ki yishol chavin cha machar lemor ma ha'eda osvachukim ha'mishpatim asher tziv ha'shem ha'kin ha'eschem. That's known as the question of the Ben Chacham. What are all these mitzvahs about and so on? And Chav Alev ha'mayit ha'vin chavodim ha'inu, right? Alevar b'tzayim, etc. And Hashem took us out. And it says in Pasuk Kav Gimel, Ve'osonu hotzi misham. That's like from where is the Asar Hashem Li. Ve'osonu, he took us out. Ve'osonu. And actually the Gemara says, Rava says in 13, Pesachim Kuf Tesayim Rebeiz, Omar Rava, Tzorech Sheyomar. As part of the Seder, you have to say, Ve'osonu hotzi misham. Okay? And the Rashbam explains that in Kuf Tesayim Rebeiz in 14. As Bob explained, Tzach Shomer Pasuk Zeh Ve'osano Otzim Yisham SheTzach LaHaros Es Atzmo Kinu Yotzim Yisham SheAf Osano Gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I'm not saying anything new that we don't know. I'm just showing you all these psukim, and this, it seems to me, is what the whole concept of Cherus is all about. Okay, there's an interesting comment the Aruch HaShulchan makes in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel in Siman Chaf Beis. Okay, and he says that actually, okay, although we're free, but we're free to become the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Well, Hashem took us out, all right? And the fourth line, he says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai heim, asher otzeisus omeret etzayim klomar. Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avodim, bal korchom, shelo b'rtzonam, b'nei shol tzeisim mitzrayim. Okay, he says, he's saying that part of saying, Bavur Zasar Shamli, if you view yourself as if you personally came out of Mitzrayim, that means you're an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, an interesting side point. But getting back to our main issue here, the Avudraham also, in his commentary on the Haggadah, Seder Haggadah Perusha, in the Sefer Avudraham, in Source 16, also says, Bechol Dor Vador Chayav Anu Lirsus Atzmo, and so on. And it says, it quotes another pasuk. Okay, the pasuk which is in Source 17, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tazayin, pasuk Yudbeis, Bezar Chayatok Ki Eved, Hayisa, you were an Eved in Mitzrayim, right? As the Avudraham explains, Kilu Ato Be'atzmecha Hayisa Eved in Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's the idea. Again, we have a number of different psukim, this notion of our having been Avodim. And the Rambam summarizes this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Alach Avav 18, Bechol Dor Vador Chayav Adam Laharos. Now he has a gear so Laharos, not just Liros as Atzmo, to see yourself, but also Laharos, to demonstrate. You look at the end of Udraham, he rejects that Girsi. At the end of 16, he says, Velo Garsin Laharos, El Liros. Okay, but the Rambam does have the gears to Laharos. Well, in a certain sense, they're both good, but in a certain sense, Laharos is even stronger, because not only do you have to view yourself, you're going to show others as well. Okay.
That would make the drinking wine not just a derabun, but a way to fulfill.
In a certain sense, that's what I was going to say. Yes. So since yes, right. Now the rabbanon institute, and I think if we go
it's
back
like
to
Kiddush, like we have the Makadosh Shabbos and the rabbanon to this
right.
is the way you
so
do it.
That's exactly the point I was going to mention. If you look back at sources 6 and 7, those gemaras in Pesachim Kuf Tes Aveis and Kuf Zayin Aveis respectively, Ravina Amar Amalo Arba Kasi Takinu Rabbanon Derech Cheres. Rabbanon instituted as a means of expressing the Cheres. But expressing the Cheres is the Raisa in a certain
right.
sense. Yes. Okay. And that, what is the Raisa? B'chol Dor V'Dor and so on. That's the Rambam says also. And he quotes the Psukim, O son of Otsi Mishon, and the Zachar took Kevin HaYisa. And then he writes, look in Hilchah Zayin in 18, Lefichach, therefore, Kishesoed Adam Balayla, he's not only Arba Kosos, but Kishesoed Adam Balayla, Tzarech Lechol, he says, who may save? That's what Haseba, that's what the reclining is all about. Derech Cheres. Okay, that's what that's all about. Also, that's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Haseba is only a mitzvah to Rabbanan, but we do that when eating on this night as an expression of derech cheres. And then he says in Halacha Tes about the arba kosos, which we were talking about. He says arba kosos eil tzarich lim zogos and kadesh yeshti areva, right? That you should mix it with dilute it with wine, with water. I mean, so that it's a pleasant drink, you enjoy it. Someone learned from shti arevas. That's what someone learned, that if you like grapes, it's better. You should drink grape juice. That's how Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying, I think of our Kohelet like that, others, that if you prefer grape juice, others disagree, Moshe Feinstein disagree. He said even wine is more chashuv, by definition, so you should use wine. Okay, maybe. Okay, anyway, so Dasa Shosa, it depends how you feel about it. Anyway, you have to have 4 cups. Shosa Arba Kosa Olimayim She'ena Mozi, Yotzer Arba Kosa or Yotzer Cheres. But if you drank it without being a diluted, so you're Yotzer Arba Kosa, you're Yotzer Cheres. Okay, so it's the same thing, everything we said, all these Dinan Drabonon, but they're a Kiyam in the,
But what's the arba kosos for? If
not for hair, no, so I said before, because it's also for those 4 junctures of the Seder, kiddush and benching, which is all the time, and ha'agoda and hallel and pesach. I also have a cup of wine associated with them, right? So just like a wedding, the shalom brachas has wine, and the bismillah is wine, and other things. So that is wine also. Okay, there's a famous Reb Chaim, which is printed in the Chiddush HaGrach and Kuf Ches on the Beis. Okay. He says that again, this is what they call Chaim in the stencil. You know, most people, most of the young folks here don't know what a stencil is, I don't think. You know, it's not a word that's used anymore. It's only kept alive by the briskets. You know, it's an English word which became Samach Tes Nun Samach Yud Lamed, because Chaim didn't want to publish too much originally. He was very nervous because he knew correctly. Once people see something writing, they assume that's it, you know. So he, you know, was very, wanted to make sure everything he printed was correct. And he printed on the Rambam, but his other chiddush didn't want to print so quickly. Anyway, the Talmidim got out of it by printing, not in the normal print style, but the original that I have at home, the chiddush I have at home, is printed in a different, they would call it a different font. I don't know, it's not the normal kind of printing. Anyway, now you can get everything. But
from typewriters.
Right, exactly. Printing press. Right, exactly. Anyway, so he has an essay on Arba Kosos, huh?
What's the typewriter?
he has yeah, a word processor. Anyway, he has in source 20, the Chaim has it on the Arba Kosos. So he mentions, okay, he says on the third line there, he says Hamavur midvarav, the ikar chiyuba the Arba Kosos ain't only shum the mitzvah sipur hu alayayin raku chiyuv miyuchad mishum derech heres. He says especially what we just said. Chaim says it. The Arba Kosos are a chiyuv miyuchad mishum derech heres. And a few lines later, he says three or four lines after that, he says umizehu the hotzi Rambam the chiyuba the Arba Kosos mishum derech heres. Okay, that quotes some of those Gemaras and so on. It's true that we have 4 points that we drink it, but it's ultimately it's derech cheres, and that's what the Gemara means when he says shesan v'vas achas yideh cheres yot yideh kal dal kos yot. So there's the other 2 aspects. If I drink it v'vas achas, so then I did the cheres, but I didn't drink the 4 cups at the proper juncture, so I'm not yot arba kosos in that sense. On the other hand, you know, you can drink the 4 cups in the proper, but if it's not good wine or whatever, then you're not Yotzei the din of Cheres. But Chaim kind of spells out that which we said. Okay? Yeah.
He had no
Hagar.
He had no.
Kosel so bracha, like we have kosel bracha every Friday night for Kiddush. So here too, there's four kosel brachas instead of the usual one or two. But also the din chiv stiva dal kosel mishum derecheres. And as we said, okay. So that's the b'chaim. Now, but that's all background information. Nothing really new there. The question that we look at now is the following. One second. So what exactly is this supposed to engender? What does this do? What is drinking the wine and Haseba and Derech Eretz? What is it supposed to? What's the message, so to speak? What's behind it? So the famous passage in the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvot Tes Zayin, the next source 21, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about here in terms of Pesach, okay? But a general din, and the point that the Sefer Achinuch stresses in the second paragraph. Look. Altogether, it's the fifth line of 21. He says, "Da," famous line, "Ki ha'adam nifal lefi pe'ulosav." A person is impacted by what he does. A person is his mind is impacted by his actions. What he does, you know, your actions impact your mind. But he also says, "What you do impacts what your thinking is." Okay, right. And he says in the line after, "In the aru ruch v'esimus asku ba'asmar b'tavu mitzvah." Okay, so that'll impact you. Okay. On the other hand, if a person is a great tzaddik and so on and so forth, but he is involved in nonsense all day, it's going to impact him, right? Even if he's fundamentally, in his heart, a good person, but he's involved in bad things, it'll impact you. This is Mitzvah Tes Zayin. I forgot. It's something in Pesach. I just don't remember now.
He says it okay. Many
times. Right. This is the first time he says it. That's why I printed it here. Now, with that in mind, we can understand a very fascinating thing. Perhaps what I'd like to suggest is that this notion of doing things, derech cheres, this notion of doing things, derech cheres, is supposed to make you feel like a ben chorin. Why is it so important to feel like a ben chorin? Because that's what our whole celebration this evening is about. Someone just hears on the phone, you know, why we say halach ma'anyas. I just said it. You can say it. You said it. Soloveitchik noted because even saying halach ma'anya is a demonstration of cheres. Why? Because an Eved can't invite people to the house. The Eved doesn't give out the invitations. Only the master of the house gives that invitation. By giving out invitations, by saying, Kol Dichon Yeseviecho, by telling people to sit down, make yourself at home, that shows that so many things we do, we're supposed to feel as a Ben Chorin. Why? So take a look at an interesting Gemara in Gittin, which has nothing to do with Pesach, but I'm applying it. Okay? It's a source, 32, it's a 22. Avda Behefkeira Nichalei. Avda Beskeira Nichalei. That's the phrase I want to look at. An Eved wants things to be Hefke. What does it mean? Because in his mind, I think what it means is that being free, and it's to some extent the contemporary concept of freedom, is me, I can do whatever I want. Everything goes. That's what freedom means. Many people. Okay? An Eved who now is so restricted, in his mind, what's meant by freedom? I can do anything I want. Everything goes. That's exactly what it says. Avdav of Kerin Nichalei. There are other things also. Zila, Shrikhalei, Pritzwa, other things you look at last year. But Avdav of Kerin Nichalei. However, that is not our approach. Okay, that is not what freedom is to us. Freedom to us does not mean you can do whatever you want. Okay, that is an attitude that some have, and if someone's an Eved, you can understand an Eved who always has to take orders from somebody else. What does being free mean? I can do whatever I want. I don't have to go to anybody else. That goes back to, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan with becoming Avdei Hashem. That's not our concept of Cheres. Okay? There's a famous pasuk of the Drosh HaZal to Mishim Pirkei Avos. The pasuk says in Parshas Ki Sisa, Shmos Parak Lamed Beis, Tezvav and Tezayin 24, Vayifen Vayir Moshe Menahar, Moshe came down from the mountain, Usnei Luchos Eidus Biyodo, he had the Luchos, and so on, Luchos Ksuv Mishnei Reim, Mizem Mizem Ksuv, etc. Now Luchos, Mais Elokim Heima, Michtov, Michtov Elokim, Chorus Ala Luchos. The handwriting of God, so to speak, was etched, right, into the tablet, into the Luchos. So the Mishnah says, in Perk Avos, Perk Vav Mishnah Beis, okay, Al Tikra Chorus, Ela cherus she'ein lecha ben chorin, ela misha osik Talmud Torah. The person who's truly a ben chorin, someone's involved in Talmud Torah. Yeah, that's why I always make a joke.
Talmud Torah, keeping the Torah.
Both, okay. But he meant the Osik, but Talmud Torah is with the Mishnah. Yeah, but it's the same thing. I didn't mean, I would say at a bris, you know. Usually a bris, somebody runs out. Who's left at the end of the bris? Just the yeshiva guys, right? They're free. No one else got to go to work. But anyway, but in all seriousness, this is a famous comment to the Mishnah. There's a commentary on the, I found on the computer, I'm not this, Yoha Yitzhari, on all those paragraphs of Mishnah Beis. He says at the end of the line there, 26, Hodi Einu Shacherus Amiti, Hu Babu Aluchos. Aluch means Babur. Chorus Al Haluchos means Chorus on account of Luchos. You want to know what freedom actually is? Freedom actually is following what's in the Luchos, following what's in the Torah. Okay, that's
the opposite of Karis.
And that's exactly what the Pasuk says, okay, in source 27, Parakafei Pasuk Nunhei, Kilib B'nai Yisrael Avodim. We didn't go from freedom, from being Avodim of Pharaoh to just being free for all Hefkeris, but rather to being Avdei Hashem, right? Avodai Haim. Is the pasuk Kilib and Yisrael Avodim? Or the Hema Shalat Teisa Vatzavat Ayin Shmo Kechem? Or the pasuk in Tilim Parakuf Yud Gimel Halel? Okay, could we do Halel? Halu Ka Halu Avde Hashem Halu Avde Hashem. Okay, and the idea is that becoming Avodim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what it, you know, what it's all about. Okay, now Yerushalmi comments on that pasuk Yerushalmi Imsachem Parakel Lachay. Next source. 29. The Yerushalmi says, Amar Levi and so on and so forth. Look at the end. The also Shah, how you omrim, how Luka, how Avde Hashem, below Avde Paro. What's Yitzhak Mitzrayim about? Not free for all, but being Avde Hashem as opposed to Avde Paro. We're no longer Avde Paro. How do we demonstrate at the Pesach Seder that this is what it's all about? So it seems to me that that's exactly what we do. It's called a Seder. Okay, it's called a Seder. Seder means order. Seder means structure, right? Our Seder is a structure. It's not random, okay? It's not a free-for-all. The Seder is a structure because what we do is, the opposite of Cheres is Seder, right? And that is what demonstrates our Cheres, by making a Seder. And it goes past that. I mean, if you take a look, in source 30, right? Pasuk Mishpatim Parchavala Pasuk Aleph Eilah Mishpatim Asher Tosim Ufneim. Right? These are the mitzvahs right off the Mount Torah. These are the mitzvahs which you give them. So Rashi says, what does it mean Eilah Mishpatim Asher Tosim Ufneim? Explain, teach it to them. Look at the end of the first line. That's the Rashi on that pasuk. Achete Sedura Befihem. It should be organized. It should be structured. It should be orderly in their mouths, in their minds. Right? Sedura Befihem. That's what a Seder is, right? At the end, it says, Kishulchan ha'aruch u'muchan le'echol ef nalameh. There's a table, everything's right in front of you. It's all been set up for you. Okay, that's what a Seder is all about. And indeed, the Targum Unklus, on the words, Ve'elam Mishpatim, 32, Ve'elam Dinan de tisader kadmehon. Tosim of Ne'am, mitzvah, it's a Seder, there's an order. Okay, it's not random. And I think that's really, to a great extent, what the evening is all about, and we refer to it as a Seder. That's just not just a modern term. Tosos already. 33, Tosim Sachem Kuki Dama Al Dir Matzah Yavilafon of Matzah. They brought before him Matzah. Who behooved him? Lifisha Akra Shulchan Lifnei Misha Omer Hagoda the Ose HaSeder. The person who fears, let's say Yiddish, fears, he runs the Seder. So even in the days of the Tosos, they were already referred to it, they referred to it as a Seder. Now, we know that it's not just a random collection of things. There is a structure. There's an order. That's probably the first thing we learn. There's an order. In fact, it's interesting, in the Avudraham, you look in the Rishon and the Machzor of Vitri, I don't have on the sheet, it's in the Samachay for the Beis of Rashi, and the Siddur Rashi. Somehow, the poem that we use is the one that caught on, but there were others. There were other collections, or other lists of the stages of the Seder. The Avudraham quotes some of them. Okay, the most famous one is the first one. Look at 34, right? That's the first one. Elo achuzim atosi simen l'seder pesach. Kadesh ochatz, kapras yachas, magid rochta, motim atzah, mora korok shulchan aruch, sofum rachal mitzvah. But he said other ones. He has another one. He has achar, kadesh, tiskadesh, tchul, uporos. And, you know, you can just look through. It's interesting, different sources. And he has, and others have different simonim. Look at the last one. Simon kotnachar, kanach, yahanam, mchor, shema, pirush. Kadesh, Natila, Karpas, Yitzhak. If you have the time, look at that Buddha. It's very interesting. we know what's caught on, what somehow the minig in Klal Yisrael is the one we know now. I got it. But you see in this Avudram and other early Rishonim, they had different mnemonics or different different poems or presentations of the stages of the Seder. So I would like to argue. They have also a list. Anyway, my point being, and what I'd like to try and demonstrate just by going through now the Seder, which you all know, okay, but you see it inside, that this is not random. This is a structure. The reason the Seder is in this order is because there's a Seder to it. In other words, it's Kadesh Urchat, not stop. That order simply shows a structured presentation of what we're doing this evening for that reason. So let's go through the steps to the Seder. We'll see it ourselves. Okay. So the first thing, now I would think, okay, perhaps why Dafka is at this Seder? Why Dafka do we use this order, Kadesh Urchat Karpas and so on? Okay. It would seem to me, for example, that, well, let's see, if the main thing is telling the story, the main thing is Sefer Yetzirah Yisrael, we should begin with something that prompts children to ask questions. So, right, that's how we should start. Karpas is the first thing. We eat it, but we dip it, right? But we don't eat the kazayas. So that's the first thing. In a certain sense, we should start with that. So children should ask. Or maybe, do the mitzvahs in the evening. Do matzah morah and do magid, later. Good, we know the order, but why is it dafka this order? Okay, why dafka this order is what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to emphasize it and state it. So, kind of... No, the orders are the same, just different mnemonics and different words.
Yeah.
Right. He gives just more. They quote more things, but not in a different order. So the question is, what is the significance of this particular order? So, all right. So Kaddish is first. So we have in the source 35 the Pasuk Parshis and Asher Sedivos Parakup and Shmos Pasuk Ches Zachar Soma Shabbos Akacho, from which the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Vav and Aleph 36 the Gemara learns that Zochas Hashakacho, Zochas Alayayim, and so on, they have to have wine. Again, the Rashi Rashbam, we know Lakacho means Mishosh, Mishkadosh Hayom. So the first thing you have to do on a regular Friday night when you come home is make Kiddush. Right? I mean, that's kind of a standard. Okay, we have to make Kiddush. And the Kiddush is not only on Shabbos, on Yom Tov as well. So if we take a look at the next source, because it says in Parshas Emor, that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos and Moedim are related, right? You look in the Shmos Vayikra Parak of Gimel, and those Psukim, so the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, Mesechta Rechodesh Parshas Zayin 40, says, L'kadsho B'brocha, how do we know that it's also on Yom Tov? Because it says, Eilam Odei Hashem. The 40, the Mechilta says, this is a requirement of Kiddush, even on the Sesh Dibra, says, Zochar, Shomer Shabbos L'kadsho, and the Gemara Psachim, Kuvav, that we just saw, is only talking about Shabbos, but the Mechilta says on the second line of 40, Ainli Ela Shabbos, Yom Tov Benayim, Tamanoma Ela Moed Hashem. Shabbos is linked with the Moedim, so there's some mitzvah of Kiddush applies on Moedim as well. The Rambam tells us this, Rambam rules accordingly. Hilchos Shabbos, Perakov, Tes, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sasem in Atorah, Lekadish Yom Shabbos, Bidvarim, and Halacha Yud Ches, Kashem Shem Mekadish Mel Shabbos, Moedim Motzoi Shabbos, Kach Mekadish Mel Yom Tov, Mavdil Motzoi Yom Tov also. So the mitzvah of Kiddush applies in Yom Tov as well. Now, it goes, and therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch rules in 42, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, Simetov Ayin Bey Sif Aleph, Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Mojom, the Seder table should be set once till daytime, Kedei Lecho Miyad Kishatechshach, so you can begin as soon as it gets dark, okay? And you should come back, and but you shouldn't say Kiddush till it gets dark. Loyomar Kiddush Ad Shatechshach, okay? Now, this will explain why we don't do anything before Kiddush. Right, just like on Friday night, not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So you can't start with karpas like I proposed before.
That'll be a real thing.
Right, but then it gets to in, though. That's the point. The Rambam Paskins, for example, in Parakov Tes, okay, look at 43. Once a day, the holiday begins, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Okay, I mean, that's a din. We can't make shinuim that are shalok din. Okay, so therefore, you have to wait until you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. You should, try and make Kiddush as close as possible to the beginning of the day, because come back to your shul or whatever. But also adam lecho ad shikadesh, and therefore now we understand why Kiddush Kadesh has to be the very first thing. And that's Shulchan Aruch says also in Hilchos Shabbos and Sun Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet 44. Also litom klum kom nechad shekad fil mayim. I'm not going to drink anything before Kiddush. So therefore, we understand now why Kiddush has to be the first thing. Okay, so that's the first thing in our Seder, in our structured order. Okay, now the next thing is Urchat and Karpas. Well, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sifri Dal 45 says, Achar Sheshosu Kos Rishon. Now you made Kiddush. Okay, so now move on to Pesach issues. Tzorech kol echad v'echad lecho ma'at yirokos. Okay, why? V'loma tiktu chachamim dover zek, v'el hasmiya satinokos. Now we want the children to eat. The first thing I have to do is Kiddush, like any other Friday night. Kiddush will be the first thing. Now I eat or do anything before Kiddush. Once I've made Kiddush, now I move on to the Pesach theme. And that's what the children should ask. Therefore, we go right away to, into Karpas. Okay, however.
What?
One second. Now, by the way, the reason why there's another point from Reb Chaim, which I printed in 46, also in the stencil, Reb Chaim asked the famous question, you know, the mitzvah of Zechiris, Yitzis Mitzrayim, all year long. We just stopped and married. We said Yitzis Mitzrayim in the third paragraph of Kriyishma. We always say, so what's different about Pesach night? Right? So why is it night different than all the nights? Right? So what's different about Pesach night? So he gives a few different answers. One of them is that it has to be Avav Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim HaMitzvah L'Saper La'acher Derech Shela Tshuva. It has to be a question-answer format. In fact, that's so important that even a person, as he mentioned before, somebody's all alone, you still have to ask the Manashtana. What do you mean? Who are you talking to? Who are you asking? The answer has to be the question-answer format. So that's why. So we move on to the Karpas. So the children should ask. Questions. Okay. And indeed, that's what the Rambam says. In effect, is the next thing. Okay, which is 47. Okay. Perk Ches of Chachamim Tzmatzal Chalais Maschil Umevarach Bor Pri Adomo. We dip it in salt water. He says, you do eat a kezias. We don't eat kezias. And therefore, the next line, manashtana. And he's just not asking the manashtana. So therefore, right after Kiddush, you begin to ask, where does Urchatz come in? Because we have a din. It's also part of the Seder, so to speak. There is a din, which again is not unique to Pesach. But a din, Psachim Kuf Tesvav and Allah 48, Amr Belazim Arvosha, Kol Shetibul of a Mashke, Psachim Dilsadayim. When you dip a vegetable in liquid, you have to wash it. We're used to thinking that Dilsadayim is only for bread. Okay, but there's also a din, when you dip something into liquid, you also have to make an Allah Dilsadayim. Now, one second. So Shulchan Aruch, right, so all the kids are. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sim Tophayim Gimel, Sifov, no, bracha. Okay, why is there no bracha? So Mishmur there explains. It's called nun beis. Below yivarech, kamosha pasuk mechaber le'el, but simon kuf nun ches, as he pasked earlier in Hilchos Tilus Yadayim. Okay, and I printed it for you over there. So 51. Orachaim simon kuf nun ches siv dalad. Not new Pesach. Kuf nun ches in the laws of Tilus Yadayim. He says im ochel davar. You dip anything in one of the seven liquids. The seven liquids are Yad Shach Adam is the mnemonic to remember if that helps you. Yayin Dva Shemen Cholav Tal Dam and Mayim. Okay, so you have to do the till without a bracha. Now the truth of the matter is the Mishnah Berurah in 52 has a lengthy explanation in some Kufnu Chesiv Katan Chav why we don't make a bracha. He said that's actually Machlokas Rishonim. Okay. Some say the Chachamim Yesh Mikros Rishonim Shabur right Shalom Hutz so it's Tzricha Chachamim those time with Dov Shabur Mashke and it'll be Yemeim Shal Ochem B'Tara. In those days when they kept all the laws of Tum and Tara, they talk would make a bracha. But we don't do it because Sufik brachas lahakalakia. But on the third line there, the Mishabur writes Aval Har Be'Achonim like the Gra Hechmir Ma'ol B'Dover Bekasu Da'ika Karopot Nitzorcha Til Medina Afkes Manazem. That's why the Vilna Gaon held you do make a bracha on
the rest of the year,
all year long, whenever you do the Tivul Avash. Right. Well, doing copies of that point is a shame, but yes. Not a, but anyway, so you do make a bracha. So it's interesting. We not only don't make a bracha, but we don't even wash for dipping something in liquid. Okay, we don't even wash. There's three things. In the olden days, they washed and made a bracha. Question is, what do we do now? So some say, well, you should wash and make a bracha even now. Others say, you don't make a bracha, you still wash, and we don't even wash, right? That's the mission for this. So we don't even wash with Dabar Shem Tibbul Vashkin. And which is why the Taz, in Sinan Tophai and Gimel, Siv Karton Vav in 53, asks, I don't understand. He says, if you never wash, why are we washing tonight? He says in the second line, the manishtana halayla zeh. That's what he says. The Taz says, why we, if you're not makbid all year long on washing with Dabar Shem Tibbul Vashkin,
why? Has an answer.
Right, this doesn't say. He's just borrowing the phrase. The Taz is borrowing the phrase, though. He says that, you know, he doesn't understand why. And it was why suddenly at the Seder are we makbid to wash with Dabar Shem Tibbul Vashkin. Okay, so you could answer. Right, so that's always a standard answer. I mean, it's different. Tim gave a different answer because tonight we're supposed to reminisce the way things were. Whatever. But be that as it may, now we understand at least our koponim of why Urchatz comes before Karpas. It's part of the Seder. Yeah.
That's
a good question. Some say karpa is a spring food. You know, it's supposed to, green is representing the spring. There are different answers. You know, and you have the karpa. Yeah, the par, play with the words. Shishimribo. Okay, that's a good question. Okay, now, but okay. So you washed already. So now my next question. Huh?
It doesn't call it happen. It's
for
the
people region. Because it, you know, the call.
It doesn't call it happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't think it's in the mission. Yeah. I don't think it's in the Gemara either. And now the next question is, okay, so once you washed already, okay, you did the carpet. Now let's move on. You wash it. So have the matzah tomorrow already. Right? Have the matzah tomorrow now. What are we all starving? So, you know, why don't you have the matzah tomorrow already? Okay? So here, in other words, why don't we just continue? Eat the matzah tomorrow. It's to be on karpas. Good. Okay, there's a question. I have the matzah tomorrow. So there we find the following. The pasuk says, we already saw it. Parakim Gimel pasuk Ches 54. So the mechilta has a drasha. It's in the Haggadah also. Okay. Begins Yochum Erech Chodesh. We have in the Mishnah the mechilta's language is Shomei Ani Erech Chodesh. What is Bavur Zeh? When is there the mitzvah of the Igarat Alevincha? When the matzah and the mar are on the table. Which means you can't eat the matzah and the mar before Magid. Right? Because the whole Igarat Alevincha, the whole mitzvah of Sif Yisrael, according to this Drosha's Chazal, is B'shoshe matzah mar monach panecha. Not only that, but we have another Drosha. Matzah in Parshas Re'eh, Advaram Perak Tazayim Pasuk Gimel 56, is called Lechem Oni. Right? Now, usually one definition of lechem oni is poor man's bread. Right? At $30 a pound, you buy enough, you become poor. So it's poor man's bread, right? So but the other definition of lechem oni is in Pesachim Lamed Vav Ben Aleph, Amar Shmuel, lechem oni, lechem she'onin olav dvarim harbe. Oni not from poor or affliction, but rather from answering. It's bread concerning which we talk about many things. So again, that implies the matzah has to be in front of you. That's what Rashi says. You say the Haggadah over the Vasi. You can't eat the matzah more before Magid, right? Because you have to have it. Lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, it's in the Tav Pei Gimel, Siv Beis 59, he says, L'fisha min ha-din e'nachon klal echo matzah more kodom ha-Haggadah. Okay? Because you can't say the Bavur Zeh. Okay, you can't say the Bavur Zeh. Bob?
I mean,
well, then they point to it. It's a matter of pointing. It's a matter of being on there. So, it's not munachim lefanecha. But there's only one thing. I skipped Yachatz. What happened to Yachatz? Okay. So, Yachatz, I think, has to do with the other definition of lechem oni. Okay. Because that Gemara says in sort of 60, Shmuel has different definitions of lechem oni. One is lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. Tanim rehoki lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. Dabar achar lechem oni oni ksiv. Ma oni shadarka bepusa avkan bepusa. Lechem oni also is to say lechem oni is poor man. A poor person doesn't know where the next meal coming from. Doesn't eat everything at once. He breaks a piece and saves for later. He's not going to have something to supper. All right, that's lechem oni, and that's what we do. So therefore, it seemed to me that the lechem oni is, we want to have, when the matzah is out, we want to have both actually, oni but also lechem oni. So you got to break it before Magid. All right, the yachatz is before Magid. If you have the lechem, that's how the Orchis Chaim writes. It's both, right. It's both definitions of lechem oni. Exactly. Right, lechem oni, exactly. Okay, and that's how the Orchis Chaim writes. He says Ramina in 62 Orchis Chaim Chelak Aleph Seder LePesach Otsiyu Beis. He says on the second line the Raminag Lechalka Kodem Shikra Hagada, and that's what is the first thing we say after hammer home your point, David. What's the first thing we say after Yachad? Hol Lachmo Anya, Lachmo Anya, Aramaic Lechamoni. That's exact right at the Yachad. Hol Lachmo Anya. This is it right here. Okay, halach ma'anya, ma darko sh'ali b'pusa, avkame pusa, and so on. That's the Orchis Chaim says, the Kobo says it, okay, and then we put some of it away, fine. All right, now, what do we do? We take the middle matzah, we break it in two, and then, well, that's also part of the kids asking questions and so on. All right, now let's move on. Shabura says it also, I printed it in 65, Simon Tofayim Gimel Siv Kotten Nun Zayin. Okay, so everything as we said. All right, but now, after all that is taken care of, so now we come to the Magid, right? And the Mishnah says in Pesachim Kuf Tazan Aleph 66, Mozgulo Kol Shena, pour the second cup of wine, the Kana Ben Sholov, and Masla B'Gnus, Umasayim B'Shevach. Okay, then now we go on to. To the Magid section of the Haggadah. Now, okay, and what exactly is Magid? So Magid is to darshan the Psukim. That's how the Gemara says. The Rambam says Parakhes Al Chagimel 57. Maschah B'Gnus V'Korei Ad Shegomer Drash Parshas Arami Oved Ovi Kula. Those are the four master Psukim which we darshan. We expound in a Torah Peh style, each phrase from those four psukim, starting Arami Ovid Ovi, etc. Okay, and you know all those psukim. That's a drasha, and we all know about Magid. I don't have to stress that so much here. But in any event, that's the point. And the truth is, a lot of people, unfortunately, spend so much time with the Seder going through. The early part of the Seder, especially the children have all kinds of booklets and sheets and pamphlets, you know, a lot of things about Halach Manya and the Arba Bonim, which is very nice, but by the time you get up to the four Psukim, that kind of rushes through. There's all these random, it's not so random. You know, again, it's part of the order. That's the Psukim which we, four Psukim, Parshat Kisavov, Dvarim Perek, Chavov, Psukim Hei Tuches, Kedai to spend some time on that. Anyway, that's the story of that. Okay, so that's Magid. Now, when we're finished with that, now we're ready to proceed with the meal. Okay? So first is Rachza, and the Gemara says in Source 69, the Gemara asks, what do you have to wash again for? Right, you already washed your hands. Why do you have to wash a second time? Yeah, what?
Only one person washes now.
Oh, so that's actually the first time. The first time in many homes, only one person washes. The person who's in charge of the Seder. Many homes, everybody washes.
And he's the only one on each cup of soap.
Right. In some homes, they're different traditions. But the second time, everybody washes. Right? The second time, everybody washes. So what do you have to wash at all? Assuming. What does he have to wash again? So that's what Gemara says in 69 at the end there. It says, Lomali trei timuli. Okay, I'm sorry. Matil Sadaim trei zimni lomali. Because maybe out of Hesach Hadas, you touch something, it's been a long time. Again, depending on how much chatter there is during the Seder. So therefore, you have to wash this another time. So again, that's the idea of washing the second time. That's how the Rambam passing and moved down to 72. Perek Ches Halach Avav. Right, because when you were busy reading the Haggadah, there's probably a Hesach Hadas, you were thinking that you touched things or you lost the train of thought and so on, so you have to wash. So that's all you have, Rachza. Okay, now, all right, so now we're going to eat. So does it matter the order of what to eat first? Okay, so we know, of course, you eat the matzah first. Okay, we eat matzah first. Why daf is matzah first? So again, I'll be pashas. That's what it says in the Torah. You look in the Psukim, it says I print the Pasuk, 74, Perkut Beis Shmos Psukim Pasuk Ches, V'achlos HaBosu B'Layla Zeh, well, we don't have the Bosu tonight, no meat for the Korban Pesach, but Tzli'esh U'matzos Amor V'chul. And again, Barav Tochlu Matzos, Matzah is first, before Mar, okay, and also in Parsh Barosva, by Pesach Sheni. Okay, it says al matzo sumarichu. So the reason matzah comes first is because matzah is first in the pasuk. Okay. Say again.
Matzah has to be
in the Tavan, right? Yeah. That's why we don't even have a Pesach. Yeah.
So, isn't that one reason it should be first?
Okay. All right. I mean,
what
you can have the marif. You
actually should eat it.
You keep the marif. Yeah, but I mean, it's, maybe we take on it even more, but you know,
matzah is independent.
Right. Oh, so that's a different point. So that I printed also over here. That's the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph 76. Another reason why matzah is first is because matzah is manazer remains d'oraisa, whereas mor is not. Mor today is only d'rabbanan. Why? It's in the Chumash. The answer is because in the Chumash, mor is mentioned only in the context of the Karban Pesach. And the mor is never mentioned independently in the Torah, other than as an adjunct to the Karban Pesach. So therefore, the Gemara assumes, to machokas, we assume that Rava says matzah is not as the rice, so mar the rabbanon. Okay, matzah remains the rice because matzah appears in the Chumash. That's pasuk yuches in source 74, because matzah appears also by itself. It appears with the korban pesach too, but it also appears by itself. So matzah remains the rice. That's another reason why matzah comes first. Okay, and anyway, so that's the that's another reason why we have and the Rambam passes that way. Right, you look in 78, the Rambam Paragzana Achil Beis, Achilas Mor, Ena Mitzvah, the Torah is not so anymore. Unlike Matzah, which you said in the previous thing, Paragwab Aloch Aleph remains the Raisa. Mitzvah, the Torah, Lecho Matzah. That's another reason Matzah comes before Mor. But in any event, so now we know that's the order, Matzah first and Mor. So again, we had after Roch, so it's Matzah and Mor. Okay, and after that is Korich. Okay, what's Korich about? So that's the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph in 79. That's the practice of Hillel. Okay, and there's a question, should eat the matzah more by themselves or together? So our practice is, the Gemara concludes that we do both. Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel. If you look at the end there of that source of 79, it says, Mevorech al achilas matzah v'achil, v'hodim achilas mor v'achil, v'hodim achil matzah v'chasa chasa lettuce, more lettuce, v'hodim achil matzah v'achil, zechel HaMikdash Kehillel. This is only a zechel HaMikdash, and we say, Kenos Hillel. That's how Rashi explains Zechel Masha Osa Hillel, or the right. That was the practice of Hillel. So we don't follow Hillel, as we assume that the Matzah and the Mor can be eaten by themselves. But Zechel Mikdash, we also do what Hillel did. Now the truth of the matter is, the Tosas makes an interesting point. Okay, but I didn't print it, but the Tosas makes an interesting point because we eat the Korach first. And that's not, the halacha is not like Hillel, so then it could be that the Mor would be Mivatal Matzah, because Mor is only Drabbanon, and it cancels out the Matzah, technical point. But in any event, that's the idea of Korach. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, and Tzimin Tov Ayin Hei Sib Aleph, okay, it spells out the whole order. And after that comes Shulchan Aruch. What's Shulchan Aruch? Now that I've done all the mitzvahs, so I have a Suda. Why do I have a Suda? Because Yontif, right? You have a Yontif Suda, like any other Yontif. No reason Pesach should lose out.
This
okay.
Is not more
a chiyuv than... I'll mention in a second. So we know that in general there's a chiyuv of Suda on Yontif. That's Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tes, Rambam 83 writes, Chayav Odom Lechol Shol Sudas B'Shabbos. You have to have three meals on Shabbos. And have the Lechem Mishnah. And he writes, Uchem Yomim Tovim. Uchem Yomim Tovim. Now part of the mitzvah of Pesach is to have a Suda like any other Yontif. This Suda may have more than it's a Suda so dark as well. Okay, it seems right like that, as I got it. But in any event, now, after that comes, after the meal comes, and as the Rambam writes, right, you have a Suda, eat whatever you like, and so on. However, Vachrona, Rambam says in Perek Ches Halachotes, Ochel Mibsar HaPesach, you have to eat in the days of Mikdash another piece of meat from the Bosar HaPesach. And today, you eat matzah, and that is the afikoman. But the last thing you have to eat should be, again, like the order makes a difference. The last thing you eat is the matzah, in this case. It used to be the korban pesach. Whatever the ikar chi of mitzvah of the night is, that's the last thing that you eat. Okay? After all, well, why should we eat the another piece? Because, we're already quite full. I mean, the afikoman is, I don't know about everybody else, but I have a, not always easy to eat the afikoman. I remember years ago, you have to try the but it's hard, you have to try and make sure you leave a little space for the afikoman. I remember, some people may remember, I mentioned this, Rabbi Swift, who was the rabbi in Englewood for many, many, before my golden, I'm talking about, when I was a little kid, he was a rabbi for 35 years in the Navas Torah. He was a I think originally from South Africa. So he had a very, when he spoke, like proper British accent. So he used to be invited. He's a big darshan. He was invited to speak in different places. So an uncle of mine once heard him speak out of town, I think in St. Louis or someplace, and he was supposed to be the guest speaker, and they had 10 speakers before him, and at some point, even he just dragged out more and more speeches. So finally, he got up to speak, and he goes, and he has a very British accent, South African accent, you know, said something like, "At this point, I feel that I might be Afik Homan." he says, totally unnecessary and completely indigestible, something like that. That's that. But the truth of the matter is, Afik Homan, that's how I think he spoke. Like, as he said, he said a minute and a half, and he sat down. You know. But anyway,
not like the other story.
Yeah. I heard myself. It was very, very smart. Rabbi Tights from Elizabeth. Rabbi Elazar Tights. I was once at a bar mitzvah. Also, it was very late. It was the sun was already midnight. And it was a minute to 12. He got called up to speak. He said, "The first Mishnah in Shas says, 'V'chacham only al chatzos.' So I want to be a chacham only to chatzos. I'm a chacham. I wish mazel tov to the family of chatzos." He sat down. But anyway, all right. So just to finish up quickly. So again, Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned. So Tzofo now is you want to have the last thing. It was, if you have to have another kezias, why don't you have another kezias earlier? And see, it is because it's kenega the afikoman, which is kenega. It's actually machokz Rishonim why we have Afikoman altogether. Okay, Rashi and Rashbam in sources 86 and 87 both say that the Afikoman is zecher lematzah anecheles imapesa. It's a remembrance of the matzah. Okay, Rosh says that it's a zecher lepesah. Okay, a technical dispute, but in any event, the bottom line is it's supposed to be the last thing. And the Korban Pesach was eaten, as the Shulchan Aruch says, was eaten ala sova. Okay, that's the Rambam says, we eaten ala sova. So when you fill, it was the last thing. Well, the Rambam's lotion is kedei lisbo amimeno. That's what the last thing that you satiate yourself with. So in Mela, that should be the last thing.
Who's the one that says,
yeah,
prevent your breaking a bone? That's
well, the Gemara says, yeah. Anyway, after that, okay, now you've done eating, so now pashtetza, the next thing is benching. Okay, that's the 90, the Mishnah says, kuf yuzana beis, mozgulo kol shishim v'ruch hamazono. Okay, now you have your bench. Okay, I understand. Now comes Hallel. Now, it's not really clear about Hallel, why Hallel is dafka here. Okay, I don't have a great explanation why Hallel is here, other than to suggest the following. Okay? The Gemara has him, and it was, why is Hallel then? The Lachari could have done Hallel earlier. Okay, and we actually start. We bring the first two paragraphs earlier. So the Gemara says in the Kankuf Chesem and Aleph, okay, 93, the Gemara says that the first two cups of wine require, the Machlokas and the Gemara says only two of the four cups of wine need a Seba. Well, the question is, the Gemara is not clear which of the two, which two. Only the first two you have to recline. Now, Lemaisa, since we're not sure, we recline by all four. Okay, we're not sure which two. But the logic is that the last two of the ones need a Seba. Hahi Shaita de Kohavi Cheres. And the first two were still Tomer being Avodim. The first two cups were still Avodim Hayinu. Mm-hmm. With that, maybe we suggest that now that we've done everything, now we really feel the Cheres. So that's why Hallel is at the end. Okay? It seems to me if you say Ke'ilu Hu Yotzer Mitzrayim, we've done everything right until this point, the Taka the last thing should be Hallel. Because if you think about it, the order is B'chol Dovar Chayav Adam Lira Sassatsu Ke'ilu Yotzer Mitzrayim. And the next line of the Mishnah is Lefichach, and we say it in the Seder. Lefichach anachnu chayav lahodos. What's the lefichach? Lefichach is different. What's the? Because you view yourself as you personally came out. Lefichach at the thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not until I've done everything kseder, no pun intended, really, that I have the right, so to speak, to say hallel. Okay, it's now dafka, like the Gemara says, hahi shaita the kavi cheres. At that moment, I feel the. And that's the idea of Hallel. Again, Nirtzah is for another time. And Nirtzah is an extension of the Hallel, the Pismonim, you know, these poems and so on, songs. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says in Seder Haggadah in 94. Hallel and Nirtzah, Nogin Lomar Pismonim. So that's a sort of extension of the Hallel. And then Lashon HaBal B'Yerushalayim. I just want to conclude. Most of what I focus on is to try to show you the Seder of the Seder, so to speak, the order that it's a stretch. I call the Shir, the Seder is an expression and appreciation of freedom, an orderly expression, okay? an orderly expression. It's not because since the whole concept of an Eved is he thinks everything is Hefker, this is the opposite of Avdim. There's a structure. And I just showed you how Alpi Halacha, everything we do through the whole Seder is based on halachic principles. That's the idea of being Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to mention there are a couple other things that we find very, very quickly. Just another minute or two, the last few sources. There's another thing the Gemara says about an Eved. And that is the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Beis and Aleph, Amarav HaKol Modim BeEved She'ein Lo Chayas. Okay? An Eved does not have, another characteristic is he doesn't have any yichus to the past. As Rashi says, 96, Misyachsin Achari Aviyam. They don't look back. Okay? A Ben Chorin is someone who's got a kesher with the past. And that too is a whole thing in the Seder. Okay, we're connected to the past. And Eved is someone's got no, you know, he's got no life. He's got no connection. And that's what it says in the Mishnah on Kufta Zaman Aleph. If the Bain doesn't know how to ask a question of Milamdo, right? There's a connection of generations. That's part of the whole Seder. Okay, it's the whole mitzvah chinuch and so on. Another thing we find about an Eved. All right, and that also, by the way, that also explains, I printed 98, the Mishnah, that also may explain why we have, everyone in this room, there's no doubt in my mind, has certain minhagim that you follow your Seder, which may or may not be exactly, you have a different, you only one person, why, we follow why, minhagim at the Seder, take over. Everyone's got minhagim, why? Because we want to show a kesher to the past. This is our minhag, even if it's not our pi'alacha minhag, but we always eat this food. My children, your children, you associate certain foods with the Seder, certain smells in the house with the Seder. This is what we have in the Seder. I mean, to the point that, one year my wife wanted to use a different tablecloth. Like, what are we talking about? We use this tablecloth at the Seder. That's not halacha, but the concept of, and certainly in the area of Minhagim, right? Malkum Shinagu is one of the Mishnayos and Pesachim, but the different Minhagim plays such an important role because that's a Ben Chorin. Ben Chorin is connected to his past. And finally, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav and Aleph, also says in 99, Yotze Eved She'en Lo Achva. And Eved has no real brotherhood, no real friendship with other people. He can't. Okay, it's not his fault. But in other words, he can't, associate with other people because he's, he only can concern himself with himself. There's no choice. And Faker, that's what at the Seder, what do? With the Korban Pesach? In Source 100, right? Parsha Bo, Perikid Beis, Pesach Gimel. How is the Korban Pesach born? Families got together. Right? B'michsas Nefashos, Hu Alakachu, Shcheina Akarov. Or in the Haggadah 101, Kol Dichvin Yeser Yechu, invite other people to join us. Right? We want to show. So all of this, it seems to me, it hammers home the point that there's a sensitivity that we have at the Seder, minhagim, inviting other people, associating with other people. That's all part of it. That's what it means to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say in Hallel at the end of the day, right? I'm proud to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ono Hashem, Keni Avdecha. Okay? There's a myself who goes with this with Sfasemes, right? Some person came to him, the Rebbe, and asked him, he's suffering, and he's Yeshua's, and so on and so forth. He says, okay, when you say Hallel, have in mind, by Ono Hashem, have in mind that it was great Kavana, and it'll work, and it'll help you out. So great, he's very happy, he goes, wait a minute, I don't know what you meant. Do you mean Ono Hashem Oshiyana? Do you mean Ono Hashem Atzlichana? Which one? Yeah. And later, neither. It meant this pasuk here. Ono Hashem Keni Avdecha. Okay, that Ono Hashem. You view yourself as an Eved Hashem, that's the greatest sign of being a Ben Chorin. I'm going to take the opportunity to wish everyone a Chag Kosher Sameach and a wonderful Yontif. Those interested in my Shabbos HaGaladosh will be Shabbos morning, Bez Hashem HaShul at 11:30. Davening is 8:30, there's a Kiddush, and then there's also 11:30. The subject is Bayer Abay Motzi.
Is there an issue?
Generally speaking, up to Hallel night.
But then some people say it during Marav too.
Yes, yeah. It's one of, majority of people do it because one of those things the Sardim
do. So why are you doing it twice?
Oh, so one, that's a good question. But one is because it has to be at the Seder.